G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.
One of the main issues under discussion in the G20 social territory in Rio de Janeiro is the global alliance proposed by Brazil to fight hunger and poverty. The alliance is founded on the principle that no country can fight hunger in isolation. The Brazilian initiative will be launched at the Leaders' Summit. For Wellington Dias, Minister of Social Development and Assistance, Family and Fight Against Hunger, the urgency is evident. The minister highlighted that in Brazil, hunger has decreased, with the percentage of the population facing moderate or severe food insecurity dropping from 32.8% to 18.4%. With these advances, the government predicts that the country will leave the hunger map by 2026.
A partir do que aqui ouvimos, nós vamos ter propostas, serão entregues diretamente.
The minister says, from what we have heard here, we'll have proposal that will be delivered directly to the representation of Brazil, to President Lula and to the Chancellor of South Africa. Certainly, these are powerful proposals and will be considered for implementation, which will move forward in this work of the G20 together with the UN.
Nesse trabalho do G20 junto com a ONU.
The activity which filled one of the warehouses of the G20 social territory was attended by authorities with representatives of civil societies and social movements, highlighting the central role of public policies and social engagement in addressing hunger and poverty. Nozifo Gezili, South Africa representative to the FAO, highlighted the alarming statistics. 1 in 9 people in the world goes hungry, and a quarter of the hungry population is in Africa. She stressed that hunger is a human rights issue and that the global alliance proposed by Brazil is a promising start.
The importance of the social dialogue is to include the voices of the most vulnerable farmers, especially the family farmers, in dealing with hunger and poverty in the context of food security. So this is the importance of, that's the significance of
it. Adriana Correia, representative of Solidarity Kitchens in Rio Grande do Sul, pointed out the urgency of recognizing these initiatives as essential in the fight against hunger. Adriana says,
nós passamos muita dificuldade, muito trabalho, mas os movimentos sociais nos ajudaram.
We went through a lot of difficulties and a lot of work, but the social movements helped us. Only through social movements did we have a result. We are here and our goal is to eradicate hunger. This is our fight. In addition, within the debates, there was a consensus on the vital role of women in food production. Daniela Silva Carolina is an agrarian land reformer settled in Vale da Vitória, São Mateus. For her, the debate about the production of healthy food is essential. She says,
e a produção de alimentos saudável é uma bandeira, né, de luta nossa, né, está nas nossas pautas.
The production of healthy food is a flag of our struggle, and it's on our agendas. It's what we stand for, it's what we believe in, and we're here fighting in constant struggle to make it truly happen. Producing healthy food, the debate about agroecology, not only debating, but talking about the importance of agroecology and the production of healthy food.
Da agroecologia e da produção de alimentos saudáveis.
The discussions and proposals of the social movements will be forwarded to the plenary of the G20 leaders with the international support gained at the G20. The Brazilian government reaffirms its ambition to eradicate hunger not only within its national territory, but also globally. With the information of the G20 Social, Rebecca Rodrigues.
G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency. We'll be right back.